you are going to listen to a lecture on the secret behind writing successful books. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for taking part in my seminar, The Secret Behind Writing Books. My name is Matthew Hamilton, and I'm the author of Why Writing Does Not Have to Be as Difficult as It Sounds. After tonight, you will possess the knowledge on how to write a successful book, utilizing all the talents hidden inside of you. Now, before we start, I want you to remember that there are many authors out there who would never dream of sharing their work processes with you. Fortunately for you, however, I simply can't keep a secret. To begin with, any successful book is based on a great story with elaborate characters. Determining where your book's plot is going to lead you is one of the most exciting aspects of being an author. While you are creating an image of this entirely new world, you can go above and beyond any limit. There is virtually nothing stopping you or holding you back, since you enjoy the ultimate freedom of exploring the unknown. In many cases, you will discover that plot and characters alike take on a life of their own and begin to guide you to where they want to go. While you generally feel more in control in the beginning of the writing process, the storyline starts to almost write itself the closer you get to the end. I have often caught myself being surprised at the twists and turns my plots took. Sometimes it seemed as if some stranger had taken my place. Nevertheless, there is a certain magic to letting your own fantasy run wild. When it comes to designing well-rounded and believable characters, I have found that I needed to acquire in-depth knowledge about them long before I ever tried to tell their stories. There is a technique I usually apply in order to develop my protagonists. By playing out their entire lives from the second of their birth to their last breath, I can create an image in my mind which shows me every single facet before I have to put one word down on paper. Frequently, I feel as if I know my characters better than I could ever know myself, because they hold no surprises for me. Now, let's move on to the most mysterious part of an author's work process, how he or she actually goes about writing books. There are as many approaches as there are authors, and it will be up to you to determine the one that will enable you to produce great literary works. Nevertheless, let's take a look at several options you could start out with. Now, I can think of several colleagues who draw up a work schedule to which they stick religiously. Each day, they can be found at their keyboard typing along at precisely 9 a.m., and they will switch off their computers at 5 p.m. sharp. For those of you not able yet to afford the luxury of writing books as their only profession, it might be a good idea to decide on a time frame of 1 or 2 hours a day when you will sit down and write. For myself, however, time frames have never worked all that well, which is why I suffer from long periods of absolutely zero creativity, interrupted by short episodes of desperate writing, during which I might produce an entire book. If I'm lucky, my editor even thinks it might be worth selling. Like most authors, I have also lived through the terrifying moments, hours, or even months of writer's block. Now, this is difficult to deal with. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all for taking part in my seminar, The Secret Behind Writing Books. My name is Matthew Hamilton, and I'm the author of Why Writing Does Not Have to Be as Difficult as It Sounds. After tonight, you will possess the knowledge on how to write a successful book, utilizing all the talents hidden inside of you. Now, before we start, I want you to remember that there are many authors out there who would never dream of sharing their work processes with you. Fortunately for you, however, I simply can't keep a secret. To begin with, any successful book is based on a great story with elaborate characters. Determining where your book's plot is going to lead you is one of the most exciting aspects of being an author. While you are creating an image of this entirely new world, you can go above and beyond any limit. There is virtually nothing stopping you or holding you back, since you enjoy the ultimate freedom of exploring the unknown. In many cases, you will discover that plot and characters alike take on a life of their own and begin to guide you to where they want to go. While you generally feel more in control in the beginning of the writing process, the storyline starts to almost write itself the closer you get to the end. I have often caught myself being surprised at the twists and turns my plots took. Sometimes it seemed as if some stranger had taken my place. Nevertheless, there is a certain magic to letting your own fantasy run wild. When it comes to designing well-rounded and believable characters, I have found that I needed to acquire in-depth knowledge about them long before I ever tried to tell their stories. There is a technique I usually apply in order to develop my protagonists. By playing out their entire lives from the second of their birth to their last breath, I can create an image in my mind which shows me every single facet before I have to put one word down on paper. Frequently, I feel as if I know my characters better than I could ever know myself, because they hold no surprises for me. Now, let's move on to the most mysterious part of an author's work process, how he or she actually goes about writing books. There are as many approaches as there are authors, and it will be up to you to determine the one that will enable you to produce great literary works. Nevertheless, let's take a look at several options you could start out with. Now, I can think of several colleagues who draw up a work schedule to which they stick religiously. Each day, they can be found at their keyboard typing along at precisely 9 a.m., and they will switch off their computers at 5 p.m. sharp. For those of you not able yet to afford the luxury of writing books as their only profession, it might be a good idea to decide on a time frame of 1 or 2 hours a day when you will sit down and write. For myself, however, time frames have never worked all that well, which is why I suffer from long periods of absolutely zero creativity, interrupted by short episodes of desperate writing, during which I might produce an entire book. If I'm lucky, my editor even thinks it might be worth selling. Like most authors, I have also lived through the terrifying moments, hours, or even months of writer's block. Now, this is difficult to deal with.